On the ticket hotline to discuss Tiger Woods' return to the game of golf is one of the most prominent figures on the LPGA tours. We say good morning to Michelle Wee. Hello, Michelle. Oh my! Are you frightened?
I'm very scared to talking to this thing.
Why?
It has been put to my ear and mouth.
It's just a phone.
Yeah, it's just a telephone.
There are magic voices coming out of it. That are you?
It's Craig and George at the Ticket in Dallas, and we just want to talk golf. There's no reason to be scared.
Okay.
Well, I guess we brought you on to talk about Tiger's return. What do you think about that?
This man that you speak of, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
He frightened me one time when he tried to engage in human sexuality with me.
Oh, don't tell us that you were also one of his hoochie mamas.
He cornered me at LB Houston one time. In the clubhouse.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
And he told me that he wanted me, even though I was experiencing my monthly visit.
Oh man. Boy. Well, we've heard that about him, yeah.
I informed him that his information was incorrect, and that I was not directly experiencing the womanly curse. I had never experienced it because of my youth and the fact that I lived a life of poor nutrition, which delayed the onset of menses.
Why such a life of poor nutrition?
I grew up very hard in Hong Kong.
Grew up in Hawaii.
Suckling the milk of jackals and living with a band of feral dogs. I was able to sneak out of the country grasping the belly of a wolverine.
That was the only way you made it out.
I rode clutching his fur like Robert De Niro in Under That Car in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
So you rode the wolverine across the Pacific?
See?
I don't understand that.
See?
It's an ocean, actually, but...
And I get over here and I cannot conceive with my underdeveloped brain that a man of Tiger's stature would choose to be attracted to me and my boyish hips and the fact that I'm perpetually frightened and cold.
Were you able to fend off his advances?
Yes, I curled up in a ball until I passed out. And when I awoke, he was gone.
You played possum?
Yes, I played possum. Just like the mother who raised me taught me. I was raised by a Hong Kong possum.
Hong Kong possum.
Please.
Do you need us to send you a coat or something?
Provide me with the hide of a buffalo. Or a patch of dirt to sleep in. It's so very cold, George.
But you make plenty of money, Michelle. You should easily afford clothing.
Please let me live with you.
George?
No, I don't understand you.
I promise I will go to the bathroom in the tall grass of the prairie.
What?
Rather than foul your beautiful home. Please, I will require no food. I will forage along with the woodland creatures for seeds and succulent beetles.
Well, help her out, George.
Please,
you don't need to live with me. You have plenty of money and...
I will sift through your garbage and eat whatever you deem is not fit for humans, but fit for Michelle Weaves. I'm so frightened.
She's crying out to you.
Well, she can find help somewhere else, because I don't know what I can do to help her.
I will allow you to kiss my neck.
Okay, this is getting weird. Okay.
Pray for Michelle Weaves.
Okay, we will. Good luck to you, Michelle.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Michelle.
Thank you.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you.
World. Poor girl.
Michelle, all right, don't Michelle play that Wade. Music. It makes it too depressing.
It's an inside look at life of a superstar.
That music's too depressing. We need Asian music.
Asian music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Asian music.
Well, there's the very odd visit with the fake show.
There you go.
Play that under next time. Okay. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.